To the cloud. Okay. I'm back. Alrighty. Okay. So we're up to Chvilisasis. It is now raining and snowing here. We finally have like proper winter-ish weather to go along with the cold temperatures, although it's also kind of raining. So I got feel part of the club now. Okay, so Chvilisasis. Right. So we're in the middle of dealing with Chvilisasis, and our discussion so far came about to something along the following lines, right? We saw the Gemara that says, right, Mashvino social atasis, that even though there's no mode of mixas of social atasis, Rashi explained, right, Hesito Chachamim, right, Lehodos, it's a way of like nudging him, like a little push towards being mode. Oops, sorry. Right? And we saw the Gemara Bamitzia on Daf Mem, it says, Chazakin Adam Tovea Elam Ken Yesh Lola. Right, which we on one side right reminds us of Modi Miktas, and you have this din of Chazakin Adam Toveya Elam Ken Yeshlo and Ishtamute Kamishtamit Lay. Right, the problem is though, then why isn't this Modi Miktas? Well, that's the idea that right, someone claims, and the fact that he's making a claim gives us a reason to suspect that he's in fact telling the truth. Right, it makes the taina of the towing better. Right, we have the possibility of saying that the defense of the defendant is worse, right? Because of ishtamute hudikam ishtame, maybe, right? Chazakin adam tovea could be a reason to think that the claim is better, right? Or that the defense is worse, right? Or we saw this especially in the idea that maybe you need dror de mamona, you need some sort of real circumstantial evidence or some real suffix, let's say klape the dayanim, as Tosos likes to talk about by Dorad Mamona, that the dayanim themselves are already not sure and already suspicious of where does this money really belong. And maybe it's like a Bezdin side factor that doesn't necessarily make the claim better or the defense worse, but it makes it something that Bezdin feels the need to deal with. Okay. Right, we saw the halacha is machlokas between Tam and Tosas whether or not you actually need dror de mamona, whether you need proof that there was some sort of financial interaction, or even if the guy says it never happened, and we have no evidence that it did happen, even not that he owes money, but like there was no financial interaction between them, maybe you still need to give a shvua, right, which kind of pushed us more towards the idea that maybe this isn't really like a chashash issue because. You know, maybe in order for to have a chashash, needs some sort of where to start from, right? But maybe not, right? Tosfos and the Meiri at the end said that kisharo rehadoros meizim lichros halvoteihem. So that leads us to say, we need to make this shavua to make them be modeh. Right. Well, sorry. What's like the itzah, the heses is the chachamim being lokeach itzah and seeing that people are more meiz. So, in which case, ironically, for the meiri, it's more kashur le modiv miktas in the sense that they're literally taking the concept of modiv miktas and applying it even to kovar bakal because they see that the later generations have become more brazen and more loose with their dinim amunis. While the Ritva kind of said, Achronim sam chulomar af bekovar akol talina da'avid l'shtamute, sounds like on the one hand, it's like a little bit, it's like this idea, the Chacham like took this idea, and sam chulomar that we can also apply it, even though the level is less, right? We're modeh that there's less ishtamute by kofar bakol, but since there is some ishtamute, the Chachamim came and used the kind of like the tool of modeh miktas, and ishtamute, the af bekofer akol talina da'avid l'ishtamute. So for the let's say the Ritva, it's midaraisa, right? There isn't enough chashash ishtamute to matter, but the Chachamim used it to apply to say, look, we're going to make a shvua here. For the Meiri, it sounds like the level of ishtamute bizman hazeh is really the same. Our evaluation of the situation is the same, but the Chacham came and decided to apply it, but it's totally being applied to Chachamim, but because the level of Ishtamute is the same, be a Kofar Bakal and Modu Miktas. Okay. Ritosos plug. He says, oh, wait a second, shouldn't that only apply when we're actually worried that the guy is ishtamutek ha-mishtamid, that he's trying to avoid paying back? And our answer was, lo plug aslu chachamim. Okay? And then, right, Tosus also has to go out of the right. So, yesho ma'afakav de kofra kol nami mishtamid. Right? The Tosos in Shavuos goes out, says, ah, wait a second, we said by moda b'miktas, that's when there's ishtamutek. So he says, no, but there's also ishtamutek here. And there's good old regular ishtamutek. Right? It's not the Chachamim are coming in and applying things or saying things or whatever, right? It's that Ishtamute applies here, right? So Tosus on Davav says, oh, and then if there's no Ishtamute, then it's only because of low plug, but it really shouldn't apply. And Tosus Shua is saying it's a natural application of Ishtamute, right? Right? You know, it's like there's might be less Ishtamute, but also Ishtamute applies. It's Chashash that he's really lying, right? And then Tosus in Kiddushin said, ah, the fact that we have this like chashash of ishtamute means that like they're possible eidos now, or it invalidates them as eidim because we're suspecting them. Once we suspect that they're not telling the truth, even once they, let's say, prove to us that they, you know, that they have no reason to lie because they already made their shvuas hesis, it still shows that we don't actually trust them. And since at the beginning we didn't trust them, they can't be eidim because like trust, eidos needs to be something that we trust inherently, automatically. Okay, so just all right. Then there we have this idea of shuas hasis, and this whole group of rishonim, particularly the Baal Yad Tosos, but also the Ritva and the Miri, are saying there's a chashash ishtamutei. There's this chashash that the guy really owes the money, and we think he owes the money, right? As we said before, either because we're applying right the Miri is kind of saying like we're applying modi b'miksas to it because really the logic there applies entirely, right? We see they're just as brazen. And it's just like modern mixas in the sense that we have the same level of chashash almost, right? The Ritva is saying like, no, we're using like the paradigm of modern mixas and saying like, oh, well, since we were already there here, even though there's less chashash, we'll still do it, right? Tosos and Shuvah is also kind of similar in that they're different dargos of ishtamute, but here we're also still in that playing field of we really think he might just be trying to push off repaying, okay? And Ryan Tosos and Kedushin that it's such a big problem that it undermines the guy's status as me. Okay, now, what about, is there any other option, right? So far, we're really taking this idea that there's this real chashash, there's this real fear and suspicion that he's lying, all right, or that there's something shady going on, that he's not telling us the truth, and therefore we oppose this chua in order to get to the truth. Okay, if you look at the Gemara in Shavuos, though, it's chen v'nei al pinkaso is what is this case where, we'll just do the Gemara. The Gemara says, the case that, lo she yomar lo kasav al pinkasi she'at achayev li matayim zuz. It's not that the guy has written down in his ledger that you owe him 200 zuz. Okay, what's the real case? What's the case? Because not the fact the guy says, oh, I've written down that you owe me money. It's like, okay, but I don't have a star. You don't have a star, and I don't think that's true. Just because you're a shopkeeper and people often buy on credit doesn't mean that you could just claim money from other people and they'll have to swear, or that it could be nishba v'nota, which is the case here. Ella omerlo tein libni satayim chite. Let's say I tell the storekeeper, give my workers or give my son, you know, X amount, like two cartons of milk, please. And the guy says, yeah, sure. Okay. Who omer natati? V'hein omer milonati. Then I go to the makolet and he says, your son, you know, came and took the two cartons of milk. Or the problem, I said, your late workers came and took the two cartons of milk that you called and said I should give them, right? And then he says, what happens? The workers say, no, it never happened. So what happens? Who nishba v'nota, v'hem nishba v'nota. So the shopkeeper can swear and collect from me, and my workers can also swear and collect from me, because I also have to pay them their wages, right? Let's say instead of paying them wages, I said, oh, go to the makolet, buy whatever food you need, right? And that'll come out of your wages. So I'm saying, well, that should come out of your wages. They're saying they never got it. The storekeeper says he gave it to them, right? So the storekeeper can be nishba and notel. He can swear and then collect from me, right? And the workers can swear and then collect from me. So I'm a bananas, ketzad, elu ve'elu badli deshu ashav, right? How can it be that both of them are going to swear and one of them is clearly lying, right? One of them is saying yes and one of them is saying no, right? One of them is saying we... Like the storekeeper swearing that they took the cartons of milk, and the workers are swearing that they didn't. Right? We're going to have them both stand up in Bezdin and swear. So Benana says, no, Benana says, anytime we'd be in a situation where two people would be making a Shavua, and it would be Vaday, one of them would be a Shavua Shav, then we wouldn't make them take a Shavua at all. Right? Because we don't want to get into the situation of like the Chilul Hashem of doing that. Okay, so Sachir Nami al Korche Mitgar. We'll still skip a little bit. Oh, Balabayis Tarubit Po'alofu. This is, why don't we trust the Balabayis? The answer is because he's busy with his workers, right? Balezivle Beloshvua, right? So why don't we just, okay, if we think the Balabayis is not really focused, right? And he doesn't really remember whether or not he paid, okay, in like a parallel case. So why in all these cases do we have them swear? Balezivle Beloshvua. And so it's Kedilhav is Taito Shabalabayis. So let's say you have a laborer. The laborer says wasn't paid for work done. Right? You have a guy, he works for you. And at the end of the day, right, he comes in and he says, you have to pay me for today's work. And I say, oh, but didn't I already pay you? So the din is that you have to pay him. I'm saying, what do you mean I paid you already? He's saying, no, I just finished working and you didn't pay me yet. I say, the answer is, we assume the Baal Bayis is tired of all of it. Right, the Baal Bayis is busy, right? He's running a million things. The guy who's in charge of the company, right? He's in charge of 100 different things. He runs the store, so he's busy, right? The workers, right, are definitely going to pay attention, are much more likely to be on top of whether or not they've been paid than the manager. Because the manager is busy managing 100 different things. Okay, least of below Shavua, so just give it to him without a Shavua at all. The answer is, because they have this title of Baal Bayis. The reason why the worker, in this case, would need to make a Shavua is lahav, and also in this case over here, is lahav is daito shel Baal Bayis to assuage his, you know, unease. Because I think I paid him. He's saying I didn't pay him. Now I have to pay him, right? But if he has to make a shavua, so then I feel like, okay, he has to swear before he's allowed to come. Exactly why we'll explain in a second. I have this idea that it's not that the shavua is there in or because we're choshish that he's lying, right? Adrabah, right? Leitz of Leiblo Shavua. It doesn't say, oh, because we're choshish that he's lying, right? Or choshish that he's a ganav, or etc. We say the reason why is kidei lahaf is taito shel Baal Bayis. Right? It's to reassure the Baal Bayis. So Benu Yehonasan also says this in general, right? Nashvino Shavua has this lesson Shuma. Says Suma, right? Says Shamu Samu Chachamim Alav Shavua. He did love his Daito the Milve. In the case of the Love says, "I don't owe you any money." So says Rabbi Yonasan, "Why is there a Shavua Hasis? Because the Rabbanim put this on him in order that he should be Mafis Das of the Malve." Right? The Malve thinks he's owed money. He's very upset. Right? So show him, reassure him that you really don't owe him money. Be a nice. It's like almost like a be a nice guy, like. This guy's like, thinks, you know, especially in the case of a Mavo, he actually helped you out and he lent you. He thinks you saw him a Maui, so reassure him, right? So at least for me and your husband also, it's the Malve, it's the Love, right? Shuma Shashamu Chachamim Alav on the Love, Lahaf is Das HaMalve. So the Love, right, is got to be, you know, he's there to come or reassure the Malve that he really did pay it back. Even Eerie, actually very interestingly, explains it slightly differently, but I think it's very important, right? Yeshim Farshim Shu Lashon Hasara Mi'inyin Ve'asitim David Me'alav. It's like a distract, to remove something, or to like distract you. Ve'asitim Me'alav. She'teknu ha'chachamim ha'achronim ha'anitva bim'makom she'en alav din shuwa min ha'torah de'lahafiz da'as ha'toveah u'lahasir mi'libo kol tluna. Right, it's to remove or distract him from being from feeling, you know, that he's been aggrieved. Ad sheyakir v'yeda shehabezdin yatsu b'inyano yidei chovasam v'asu v'davar kifi kocha. Right, it says in here, it's not that the love needs to like reassure, he has like a sort of an responsibility or an obligation to his fellow man, really reassure him that he doesn't owe him money, right? It's that it's that the Bezdin, it's not that the Bezdin just feel it has a chashash that we're worried that the guy is not telling the truth. And maybe he is, maybe he isn't. But the shvuah isn't connected to a chashash that he's lying. The shvuah is there to show the malve, right, the towing, the person who's plaintiff, that he should receive that bezdin is yatzu b'inyano yedei chovasam, but also b'davar ki kocham, to show that bezdin is trying, show that bezdin took him seriously, that they did their best, right? And it's almost like we don't want people to lose faith in the criminal justice system, so we can't always solve people's problems, but we should at least show that we care and take it seriously, right? I guess it's very interesting because the police very often after a burglary will send someone to come and like, you know, do like some sort of like inspection, right? Do like some sort of crime scene analysis. How often do they actually catch like house burglars? Is very, 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 very rare. And then from what I understand, at least in a lot of places or in a lot of cases, they don't really try that hard. So why do they do that? Why do they send, you know, detectives over to inspect and talk to you and whatever? And so you see that like they care and that they're doing their best and that they would help you if they could and like, etc. You know, so it's like a deal. It's not that it's for the malvet to be mafisaito. It's that Bezdin wants to show that that they're doing their best and that they took it seriously and like, yeah, they don't have any evidence so they can't do anything, but they did care and they did their best and whatever they could possibly do. Yeah, Shimi.
So I'm just trying to understand that basically the Miri doesn't think it's necessarily so fundamental to the case, but more so secondary just to society's understanding and, you know, trust in the Beit Din and justice system.
So, yeah, I think so. Meaning, again, it's that the Toein should be Yakir V'yedasha Bezin Yatsu B'inyano Yedei Chovasam V'asu B'davar Kifi Kocha. It sounds so like
if we were discussing the case, I guess, between like, let's say two Dayanim or something, or two people who we knew trusted the Beit Din and the system, we wouldn't necessarily.
I don't think we would like differentiate. Again, you know, we were the reason for the Shavua.
In practice, we probably wouldn't, but in theory, wouldn't the Meiri say we might differentiate? Because if we have no worry about mistrust in the system, then there's no need for the shvua. And no, he might actually differentiate because we want to avoid shvua. So if the whole point is to do that and is to impute trust in the system, and there's no reason to say that that trust will not be there without the shvua, then he would probably say that you would want to avoid the shvua because we want to avoid shvua as a principle. So shouldn't
you
say that?
Very good. Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. You know, according to a big nafkimina, is it because we have a chashash or because we want to be lahafis daito? So if it's mishum chashash, let's put it in broader terms, because I think you can expand it. If it's mishum chashash, so we, right, want you to make the shuas hasis, right? Because we want to clarify this chashash. We want to actually, you know, figure out whether or not you're really, you know, whether or not this guy really is lying or being ishtamute kam ishtamet, etc. If it's only lahafis daito, right, we want to like calm him down, or we want to show him that, or Bezdin wants to show that they care or that they're doing their best, right? So then they should, then maybe they'll discourage the shvuas hasis, right? In the sense that a guy comes to Bezdin and says, this guy owes me money. And the guy says, nah, don't owe you a penny, right? So if it's because of chashash and ishtamute, so then Bezdin should say, you got to swear, buddy, right? But if it's only mishum lahasiro me'inyin, shiyakev yedesha Bezdin yatsu binyano yedei chovasam, so then they should say, you know, Mr. Toein, if you want, we can make this guy, we'll make the guy make a shvuas hasis, you know, but you should just know, maybe you shouldn't, maybe it's not such a good idea to have, you know, have a shvua unnecessarily, right? Exactly. But if it's really because we're choshesh for ishtamut yekam ishtamet, etc., so then Bezdin right? Would maybe even, right? First of all, I don't know if he'd ask the Tohen whether or not he wants him. Maybe Beis Din would make it, right? If you go back to, I'm trying to find it. Because it wasn't so clear here. Right, you know, the Meiri's explanation of the other kind of side of things definitely sounded like we want it, right? We want this Shavua. Trying to think here also. It's not so helpful, right? So I'd say like this, I mean, according to this, if it's in like Beis Din, so if it's in terms of Beis Din and Beis Din are Choshesh, which is also what we talked about a while ago, right, and maybe the chashash ishtamute is that Beis Din are choshesh, right? Beis Din's, like, especially when there's Jorah de Mamona, so the Jorah de Mamona creates like a real chashash or a real reason why Beis Din needs to clarify the situation. So then Beis Din will say, look, we want to clarify the situation, we want you to swear. If it's only lahasir milibo, right, and the lahafis das balabayis, so then if he's not so bothered, right, if he's willing to be mevata on the shvua, maybe we should even encourage him to be mevata on the shvua. I think it's very good enough to me. Okay, so we have, right, just again, right, we have our chashash ishtamute, right, or that it's really lahafis das balabayis, and it's not because we're suspicious, right, but it's really just a way of kind of either suiting things over or showing that the criminal justice system does care. Okay. Says the Or Zerua. Mikan Eishiv Mori Rabbi Avi Ezri Zatzal Al Dibri Agonim Shapasku Tanishbana La Karka Shuvas Hasis. What about Karka? There's a rule that ain't Nishbana La Karka. So you don't swear when we're dealing with Karka. Okay? So if someone claims that you will owe him a certain amount, some land, so you don't make a, you don't swear about Karka. What about Shuvas Hasis? Right? Kirav Haigon Kasav Bisharim Shalo. Chen Rabin Yitzchak Alfasi, that Nishbayin Al Karkosh was Hasis. The guy says, this land is my land, right? And you say, nah. So normally, so if you're Motor Mechzas, you're Patzim Yeshua, right? Let's say, what about Shuvas Hasis? Are you Chayiv in Shuvas Hasis since you're Shuvas Darabana? Maybe Darabana were Machayiv you. El Amar Rava, Midarabana, and Kedil Hafiz Dats Balabayis. Right? So Rav Haigon and the Rift say, ah, what do you see? You see that it's only Lahafis Das Balabais. I don't even care about the object that we're fighting about, whether or not it's relevant to the Hilchos Shavuos. Because the Shavuos says this has nothing to do with the actual thing, that, the money that they're arguing about. It's just there, Lahafis Das Balabais. In which case, who cares what I'm claiming? It has nothing to do with my claim. It just happens to do with the fact that this guy, right, feels like either I owe him money and I'm not, and I'm lying to him, so I should be Maifus Daito and reassure him that I really don't. Or the Beis Din needs to reassure him that that they take, you know, they're take things seriously. But at the end of the day, right, it's all about the, you know, about the other guy. It's all about the other person and his feelings, essentially. In which case, who cares that it's Karka? Mihu, Rabbi, the Riva, Docha Raya Seilu, the Shiny Hassam, right? Intar Kiyechi, the Takan Rabban and Shuvas Hesses, Bimatatlin, Bikovar Akal, Afalgav, the Midarban and Potter, Hachanami, Takan, Bikaka, Shuvas Hesses, Afalgav, the Midarban Prices. Wait a second, right? You could say, look, it's Kofar Bakal. There's no Shvua. So if there's no Shvua, by Kofar Bakal, the Rabban and goes there. So why not say it's by Karka? Is Lohi, that's wrong. That's just bad logic. Why? The shiny metaltulin that Shatora Chiva bin Modi Mikzas. Adrabi says, by Modi Mikzas, you see that the Torah thinks that you should be Nishba on metaltulin. But Ashkin Bachan Bahu Chiv Shvua Midoraisa bin Modi Mikzas. Talkun Rabban and Afbekov Rakal. Right? So he says exactly what we saw in the Ritva and the first Mihiri, right? The Rabbanan saw Kofar Bakal, right, as what? As something where we're expanding the chashash ishtamute of mode of mimiktas. In which case, where does it apply? Karka de lo ashkacham bu remer shvua midoraisa lo mistaber lo takran bu rabban shvua. If the whole idea of mode mimikta, of kofar bakal, by shvua's hasis, is because we're expanding the chashash ishtamute, we're expanding the shvua doraisa of modi b'miktas, right? Midaraisa modi b'miktas. Midrabanan even kover bakol. So it's an expansion of that shvua daraisa, and in which case the rules will actually be very similar, right? If you think that it has nothing to do with shvua daraisa, it has nothing to do with kofar, with modi b'miktas, it's totally an independent din about lahafis das balabayis, right? It's about the feelings, right, and reassuring the plaintiff. So then, who cares about the rules of modi b'miktas? This has nothing to do with that, right? And then nafkamina would be, can you be, are you, is there a shvus heses on karka, right? If it's midin modi b'miktas expanded and the chashash ishtamute, so it's part of the same ballpark as shvu d'oraisa, it should follow the general rules, right? If it's this totally brand new thing that's purely to reassure the other guy, so who cares what you're claiming, right? Whether it's karka or metaltalin or a lot of mamon, a little bit of mamon, it's all lahafis daita. Right, so I think that's a perfect, perfect nafkamina. Right, okay. Also, what about Jorah de Mamona? Right, so is the machlokas about Jorah de Mamona dependent on whether you think it's ishtamute or the hafiz das balabais? What do you guys think? Yes, there's no right answer. So you can say yes and argue yes. You can argue, say no and argue no, and you will be correct either way. Or you will be saying something valuable either way. Just like, you know, just okay, so you can just argue one. Why yes? Why would you say, oh, no? Of course, the question of whether or not you need Jorah de Mamona is dependent. Why would that work nicely? Why would that make sense? If you think, first of all, let's say like this. Let's assume that it's dependent. Let's say I want to make it dependent on chashash ishtamute, right? So if I think that there's a chashash ishtamute, then what would I say?
Well, Jorah de Mamona is potentially more conducive to ishtamute because if they admit to the fact that they're willing, that they, oh, they're probably much more willing to pay.
Right. Meaning if we know that there actually was a loan, he's just claiming that it was paid back, right? So once we know that there's a loan, then we can say, ah, okay, we're worried that he's trying to bail out on paying the loan. If we don't know that a loan ever existed, right? So where does our suspicion of ishtamute come from? Right? And if you don't need Jorah de Mamona, so you could say, ah, well then maybe it's just lahafis das balabayis, right? And then and it's, if it's just lahafis das balabayis, so then okay, whatever, you know, whatever floats your boat. Like, this guy is sad. We want to reassure him. And since we want to reassure him, so it doesn't matter whether or not there's Jorah de Mamona. Because it's not really about the claim. It's really about the guy who's, you know, who's really distraught and feels like the criminal justice system has failed him or that you are cheating him, right? So you need to reassure him, I'm not cheating you, buddy, you know? Or Bezdin needs to reassure him, we're taking your claim seriously. We're doing our best, right? How could I argue against that? So Rachel?
Wait.
No, either one. I just saw that Rachel unmuted herself.
Oh, I was
no, just Rachel first. I just had a clarification question.
Yes, I was just rock, paper, scissors, figure out who goes first.
Yeah, they should have that in the reactions on Zoom.
Right?
That's a big one. The Jared de Ramona, I would think that that would, because there's a Jared de Ramona, there's more of a reason for the Baal Bias to need to be appeased, because he has this connection, this monetary loss, and he's very upset about it. That's what I was gonna say.
Right. So I'll say a little bit more is that when do you have a Drud Mamona, right? It's like, oh, you loaned the money and you're claiming that you paid it all back. You admit at least that you borrowed money from the guy, right? So the fact that I would say, oh, since you borrowed money from him, so smooth things over, right? Reassure him that you paid back because you borrowed from him, right? If it's Drud Mamona and you borrowed from him, so now reassure him that you're not, that you, you know, you didn't rob him blind. If Lohayu Dvar Me'olam, if you claim that you never had any financial interaction with this guy whatsoever, so why do you have to make a shvuah to this guy? You don't know him from Adam. From Adam, you don't know him, right? He's this random guy on the street who just claimed you owe him money. Tell him to go jump in a lake or something, right? Like, who is he? Why is he bothering you? Tell him to go away, right? But if there's George Mamona, right? So then I can say, ah, well, who are you, right? I can't say, oh, I have no responsibilities towards you because you lent me money. I owed you money, right? There's some sort of financial relationship between us, even if it was already discharged. How, also, let's say for Beis Din, then it really makes a lot of sense, right? For the Meiri, says what? Nimlechu Chachamim. Sorry. For the Meiri, I'll tell you this. If you hold like that it's a din in Beis Din, that Beis Din needs to go and reassure you. When do Beis Din need to reassure you that they're taking your case seriously? Only if there's Jared Mamona. Only if you have standing, right? If there's no Jared Mamona, so then maybe I would say, of course they don't need to be L'Hafiz Daita. Right? Because who is this guy? We don't need to reassure you that we're taking your case seriously because we're not taking your case seriously because you have no Jared Mamona. You have no standing, right? You're a random person on the street who's saying, oh, you owe me money. Okay. Do you have any proof? No. Do you have any proof that any financial interaction happened? No. So what do you have, right? You don't have anything. And if you just don't have anything, so then why should we care? And why should we have this taitcha? But says the Meiri, right? If we're talking about the chashash, kisharo hadoros mi'izin l'kfiras havotehem, right? So then what happens? So then, even if there's no Jared Mamona, but we have this chashash because now that we saw that people have gotten really, really brazen, maybe, adrabah, of course, if they're being brazen and they're being kofar bakol because they're mi'izin l'kfiras havotehem, so they should just be kofar and say lo hayo dvar me'ola, right? So maybe our chashash is still totally there. Yeah, Tehila.
Why would that be specific to Jared and Mamona and not just take a wider mentality of Raglaim Ledabar, which psychologically speaking we saw in cases that are much wider than Jared and Mamona? I know specifically
that in what I'm saying in the Meiri?
In terms of in the case of Jared and Mamona, you have a financial relationship and there's what for Beijing to invest in or invest in.
So you either lagged or I lagged a little bit. Can you say that again?
Sure. My understanding was that in the case of Jared and Mamona, you have a financial relationship between the people, and therefore there's, you know, more of an onus on Beijing to get involved, there's more of what to investigate. But is that unique to Jared and Mamona? Like in Modem and Mixup, we had this whole idea of Raglaim LeDavar, which took just a little bit of psychological precedent in order for there to be something worth investigating.
I don't think it's exclusively dependent on that, right? But at the end of the day, first of all, you could say that the definition of Jared and Mamona is like their standard, basically, right? Or there's a case independent of your tvia, independent of your claim, is we already have some sort of objective circumstantial evidence, or if there's a real standing before the court, in which case it's much more formal than just Raglaim LeDavar. Raglaim LeDavar is more like suspicion. I feel like over here, the Meiri is dafka saying we have more suspicion, although Raglaim LeDavar says that there's circumstantial evidence, not just suspicion. But the Meiri is saying we have suspicion, even though there's no Jared Mamona. Right. which I think is consistent with what your question is. I think the answer is yeah, of course. In a Hanami. The Miri Adar is after saying that in terms of suspicion, right, we could potentially have much more suspicion in a case of Kofar Bakal than in of Kofar Bakal Lo Hayu Hadvar Meolam, right, that it never happened, than in a case where the guy admits that it happened. Right? Because in terms of our suspicion, in Adam Tovam Elam Ken Yeshlo, why would the guy claim that you owe him money if you don't owe him money? And the fact that you're saying that it never happened makes it even weirder. The guy's saying you owe him money, and you're saying, I never owed you money, right? And we know that Ro Hadoros me is in the Kfiras Halvosehem. So maybe the fact that he's claiming that you owe him money, and you're saying that it never happened and you never borrowed money from him ever in the history of the universe, makes this situation more suspicious, right? And creates more Raglaim with Davar. Whereas Mamona, right, might have to be the opposite. The guy says, you owe me money. You say, no, I did owe you money, but I paid you back already. Right? In terms of, and then you, now we have like a very reasonable explanation for the whole story, right? In Adam Tovea Elim Ken Yeshlo, right? Really, you borrowed money from him, but you paid back and he just doesn't remember that you paid back. Right? Perfectly reasonable explanation. So there actually might be less raglayim ledavar, you know, depending on how you look at it, but there's definitely much more George Mamona because, right, the court knows that there was a loan. And now this guy can come to the court and say, I don't understand. This guy borrowed money from me. You know that he borrowed money from me and you're just not doing anything, right? Just because he's lying and claiming that he paid back, right? So then, since there's standing because we know that there was a loan, so Beis Din has a responsibility to investigate, you know, even if that investigation isn't just summed up in a Shavuos Asis, right? On a personal level, you could also argue that the obligation of Lahafis Das Balabayas is only if you actually know him, right? Only if you have some sort of relationship with him, then he has a claim on you. But a random person on the street can't stop making me make a shvua, right? Where's the justice in that? Where's the reason in that, right? I would say, like, initially, the most obvious nitya would be that Dafka, if there's Drarda Mamona, then we'll say there's a Chashash Ishtamute. And if there's no Drarda Mamona, right? Just the guy says never happened. So then maybe you still need to be Hafiz Daito because we don't really care about the Taina. We don't really care about it standing in the court. We just really want to be Hafiz Daito, right? Then if we look more closely at the ideas behind it, right? At least in the Gisha of the Meiri, the more and more that we are, you know, going to take the Meiri's two points, Dafka Jarda Mamona works better if it's a question of Lahafis Daito, because Beis Din is only involved to need to be Lahafis Daito when there's Jared Mamona, right? And if it's about Ra'u Shahadoros Mi'izin Likfiras Havosehim, that we see that just people go around and just deny it outright, that's when we Dafka have this Chiyuv suddenly to take it more seriously, right? And start, you know, kind of like enforcing. Shka. I think that's right. And then it covers it. Okay, so we'll stop here. And then on Sunday we're gonna do Migu Duchashid, which is